Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this hump day, Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Affordable housing is a major, major, major issue in the state of Michigan. The value of used homes have gone up so much, even with high interest rates right now compared to historically where we've been. Still 30-year fixed in the sixes, 6.5%, 6.75%, depending on the points that you pay up front. Prices, values have gone up. Your home is worth more money in the market today than it was just a few years ago. As a result, young people are basically not able to buy to afford housing that's existing. So, brand new, smaller, affordable housing is absolutely necessary in every single county in the state of Michigan, especially up here in northern Michigan. It's hard to find contractors, number one. Number two, the distance to get the construction products there to a site costs more because of the fuel prices. Delivery surcharges can range anywhere from $500 to $1,000 per load, depending on whether you're stick building or whether you're using modular manufactured housing out of a plant. If it's coming out of a plant, you still have extra costs when it comes to diesel fuel, which is still quite high and is affecting the market. Well, because of this, the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, known as MSHDA, will be able to award $100 million in non-refundable tax credits every year to developers constructing affordable housing under bills that the Senate Housing and Human Services Committee approved yesterday morning. The Senate panel passed Chairman Jeff Irwin, Democrat of Ann Arbor, Senate Bills 966, 67, and 68. Which were all opposed by Senator Jonathan Lindsay, Republican of Coldwater, the committee's minority vice chair. Back on May 19th, when they had a public hearing, Irwin's legislation received testimony. During that meeting, Irwin explained that the bills would create Michigan's own version of the low-income housing tax credit, LIHTCs, which mirrors the federal subsidies that were created back in 1986 in Washington, D.C. Credits aim to give investors, developers behind construction, brand new construction, and rehabilitation projects a dollar for dollar reduction in their federal tax liabilities. In exchange, developers must enter into formal agreements to keep unit costs below market rates. Federally, the projects are obligated to remain eligible for at least 30 years after the construction is finished. Irwin explained that his three bills, Senate Bill 966, 67, and 68, are designed to work in concert with the federal LIHTC programs. All of the administrative elements of the federal program were mirrored as much as we could in the proposed state program, just so that it would be reduced bureaucracy and costs. The problem is that we're trying to fix the insufficiency of affordable housing in our state. We know that these federal tax credits work. We know that all states around us are using state-based credits in addition to the federal program to punctuate and turbocharge the program that they have in their states to be able to build more affordable housing. Testifying on the bills last month was Jennifer Bowman, MISHTA's Director of Federal and Strategic Initiatives. She kicked it off by saying that Michigan remains still more than 100,000 housing units short of what we need in the state right now to move forward. She said that Michigan is the only state in the Midwest without its own state LIHTC credit, although a real impact wasn't seen right out of the gate as other Midwestern states were developing their credits. However, Bowman said that now larger and more sophisticated housing developers are looking at them to do more work because of this tool. We also think this credit could add thousands of units a year. It would partner with a program that we already have, a tool and a credit that we've had for decades at the federal level, said Bowman. Well, Chad Benson, MISHTA's Rental Development Division Director, explained that the federal program consists of 9% credit options with an additional 4% options. When overseeing the 9% credit, Benson said that MISHTA does a qualified allocation plan every 2 years, composed of public and stakeholder input. Meanwhile, some of the 4% credits are awarded as a pass-through program, pairing it with a tax-exempt bond project that has received a housing incentive. In order to receive the 4% credit in addition to the special bond, developers must complete on a first-come, first-served basis. The 4% credits can also be paired with MISHTA's direct lending and competitive gap funding assistance. Meanwhile, last month, Lindsay raised concerns about the core dangers of giving yearly a $100 million program to a government entity and how much oversight, transparency, and discretion will that entity have. The Republican said it just opens the door asking people to come in and say not just that they're going to prioritize an urban or rural development, but our friends are going to get the money and preferential treatment. I think that's a concern that has to be handled anytime we look at it, or we need to think about it seriously to be able to do what we can to prevent any type of corruption that could show up in the future. Another supporting testifier was Chris Potterpin, vice president of East Lansing-based PK Companies LLC. His company started acquiring and rehabilitating affordable housing properties back in the 1990s. And established a construction company in 1999. Potterpin claimed that the $100 million yearly tax credit program would end up supporting more than 2,500 jobs annually. He spoke to the committee in his capacity as chairman of the Michigan Housing Council. Potterpin said that the need for a state credit has increased because return values on the federal credit have gone down. Over the years, We've seen returns on these credits and pricing credits to go from a dollar per credit to approximately down to 95 cents and now down to 74 cents. And there's a lot of factors that contribute to that. Nationally, there was a flood of credits in the market. Just like energy credits, there were available in the market several other credits. So it's tough to get investors or developers to invest in these projects with the interest rates rising and no future of them coming down significantly. We have to do everything we can to make housing affordable. Well, in looking at these stories and hearing more and more about it, having gone over to the city of Gaylord to see the city council approving rezoning for Anthony Randazzo to build 42 duplexes, 84 units of housing, I also heard about a little project, and Vicki and I went and visited it this past weekend. Pine Pond Homes. Cute little development on Pickerel Lake Road, east towards Curtis Gunsmithing, I think probably about two and a half miles. You come into this open area, and it is on the north side, 128 units. Highly, highly recommend that you go and check out the model, see the quality construction, and check these out. They've got brand new units that you can pick the flooring, you can pick the countertops, the cabinetry, really, really nice selection options, starting at just $225,000. They've got some other sizes, some other options that you can look at and discuss with the salesperson. Her name is Heidi, and she's there, I believe, Mondays through Saturday. Totally forgot to take a picture of her model's hours, but definitely, definitely go check it out. Pine Pond, Pickerel Lake Road. Again, head east off of 31 on Pickerel Lake Road. Go, I think it was about 2 or 3 miles. You'll see it on the left-hand side. When you go see Heidi, tell her Trucker Randy sent you. Cute little development right there on the outskirts, northern outskirts of Petoskey. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand. The family's in. Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on this Wednesday. The website, if you're interested, I'm checking it out right now. Pine, P-I-N-E, Pond, P-O-N-D, homes.com. If you purchase a spec home or place a new order before July 21st, 2026, you'll get 3 months free site rent. Kind of an interesting development where you're leasing the site, renting it, purchasing the home, 20, 25 year mortgage lease. Don't fully understand all the details, but you need to go out and see Heidi. She will be able to take care of any questions. If you're interested, you can check them out on the website. Again, pinepondhomes.com. Or you can give Heidi a phone call. Her number is 231-265-3797. So if you want, text me and I will get the phone number, picture of Heidi there on her card, and I will send it directly to you. You can check it out online. Again, the website, Pine, P-I-N-E, Pond, P-O-N-D, homes.com is the website. They have a nice little spring-fed pond there at the site. And it was really interesting the way it was developed. It is being built in phases, 128 units total. And again, her phone number, 231-265-3797. And if you talk to Heidi, tell her Trucker Randy sent you. Very cute development right there, 10 minutes from downtown Petoskey, north of town. Very rural setting. Cute little development, cute little layout. Again, the phone number, 231-265-3797. The website, pinepondhomes.com. They have the model outlook there. You can take a 3D tour of it online. Total price, home number 36, is $225,900. They have other site locations that could accept that home as well. They have a Denali unit, a little bit bigger, different layout. That unit is 276. Another Denali is 268. And then a larger, bigger square footage home is the model, the Nantucket. And that unit is 371.9. Brand new housing, cute little development. Check it out. And again, if you'd like the picture of Heidi's card, text me. Let's do PP. Pine Pond. PP. PinePondHomes.com is the website. Very excited to learn about new projects, new developments. And again, if you want to live close to downtown Petoskey, close to all the stores, the restaurants, you've got Walmart, you have a Meijer, you have Home Depot, you have lots of various restaurants near Petoskey for under $400,000. This is really unheard of in the real estate market. Quality built, well insulated, really high quality furnishings as far as the floors, the countertops, the fixtures, the hardware, the sinks, the plumbing. Very, very impressed. And it's something that you own and absolutely have all the benefits of home ownership. And I tell you, this thing is probably going to sell out by for sure next summer. This will be a one-year opportunity. You need to go and check it out. And again, if you like the picture of Heidi's business card, text me PP. I'll send you the picture of her card with her phone number. Again, 231-265-3797. Again, 231-265-3797. Tell her Trucker Randy sent you. Something Vicky and I was just out and about, driving around the areas, stumbled upon it. I want to thank Caleb. He's the construction supervisor. He was out there working after the model actually closed, but he knew the punch code for the lockbox and was able to give us a private tour. Even got a short little stepladder for me to go see a unit that was under construction. Walked up through the dirt, used the stepladder as a steps into the unit. Unbelievable. The quality, you got to go check it out. Simply amazing. Well insulated, just beautiful, brand new housing north of downtown Petoskey. So again, text me PP. I'll send you Heidi's business card and the website, PinePondHomesIsPlural.com. Again, check it out. If you go out there, tell them Trucker Randy sent you, and they'll take good care of you. Got some other stories to go to here in Lansing. Legislators are back in session. Lots to talk about. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states.